asked also to dedicate tonight Leila Nishmas Avron ben Moshe Yosef, who is your uncle. Okay.
Can I see your
outside? Can I see
outside?
Okay. I think we'll. There's two short pieces here, and then maybe we'll discuss it a little bit. He always puts a title here to every paragraph. Come on. Hamischanin leroidfoy, someone's roidif him, someone's out to attack him, to kill him, and he's begging him to save his life. Deme lemuko shebuiche umarbe tachanunim lashevit v'lamate. Page 11. It's comparable to a person who's being hit, and he's crying and begging the stick to stop hitting him, which is obviously an absurdity. V'gam be'es asher sholat ho'odom be'odom ra. There's an evil person that's overpowering him and attacking him. Cholilo. Yovin ki hakol be'ito yisporach. Very difficult type of a thing to watch somebody. Someone's attacking me. You know, I guess it happens. And what am I seeing? I see that Hashem is doing this to me. This guy's standing there, standing with a stick. He's standing with a cholila. Who knows what he's standing with? But my vision, the true vision of the ultimate reality, is that this is Hashem doing it. And this guy is just like a stick. He's a shliach. Ve'ein ho'odem hu rak ha'shevet ha'shebo manish la'hachayovim. This person is only the stick that's punishing those people that are chayiv. Chayiv min ha'shamayim. From Hashem. U'chemama ha'kosuf. Hoi Ashur shevet api. Woe to Ashur, when they were attacking Klal Yisrael. Shevet api. They are the stick of my anger. That's the way the Novi refers to it. The stick of my anger. So you're looking at an enemy. An enemy's attacking, but what do we see? We see the stick of the anger of Hashem. It's all completely from Hashem. It's a short paragraph. Let's just go through it first. Does the axe take pride over the one who's chopping it? Somebody is chopping. So the axe is not the axe is being axed is being wielded by a person. So you have to look at who is doing it in reality, not just the apparent agent. Imkain, kisha odom mevakesh oz tachpulos. When a person is looking for tachpulos, it's strategies, umischanin leroitfoy, and he's begging the one who's pursuing him. It's comparable to one who's being smitten, beaten, and he's crying, and begging the one who's hitting him, lahashevet v'hamate, and he's begging the shevet, he's begging the whip, he's begging the stick, not to hit him. Ve'in l'cho psius, there's no stupidity. God will say, I mean, that the moshel is telling. Person, a stick is being hit. Someone's hitting with a stick, and he's begging the stick to stop hitting him. Arom on the east, plishtim on behind. They're devouring Klal Yisrael. And the Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva. The people didn't do tshuva. Ad hamakehu, to the one who's truly hitting them. That's Hashem tzvokas lo doroshu, and they weren't derish Hashem. They looked at it that they're being beaten by an enemy. The enemy doesn't exist. The enemy is only the matter. The enemy is only the stick. The enemy is only the agent. And yet, unfortunately, sometimes in this particular pasuk here, the Klal Yisrael didn't get the message. And because if they would have gotten the message, they would have done tshuva. But they didn't do tshuva because they didn't. They looked at the enemy as an enemy rather than as the stick or the shliach at best of the one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'kosha la'ashevet lo yoyil ki tazik. Ba'kosha, beseeching, begging the shevet, is not going to help. That's not only is it not going to help, it's damaging. Why is it damaging? Well, it's damaging portion because it takes the focus off Hashem. So here, this is a very, very basic concept, one that we have to really focus on and pay attention to. We live in a world of Teva, and the world of Teva, that's the apparent reality. whether it's whatever shluchim we have, whatever factors we have, whatever agents we have, whatever dangers we have, whatever we face. But this is the apparent reality. But that's all it is, the apparent reality. Because there is the true reality. The true reality, Hashem controls everything. The true reality is, as we mentioned previously, Ein Oid Mavadoi. There is no other koyach. And all of these apparent realities are really just sticks that are the agents of Hashem to bring about whatever He deems appropriate for us. But it's such a very, I mean, in the Moshul it's bizarre. You're pleading with the stick to stop hitting you. But yet, in our lives, we deal with this apparent reality in a very real way. If it's for Parnosa, we go in, we ask for a raise. So we're dealing with, we're asking the Balabos to give us a raise. We go to a doctor, we're asking the doctor to give us medication, to help us, to whatever it may be. We deal in, you know, and we go to Shadchonim. So we're asking the Shadchon to please be a good Shliach. I mean, Shliach, I mentioned I had a procedure last week. And as I was out for a few hours, and when the doctor passed by, you know, for a split moment after, said, "Everything good? I'm a Shliach." I felt so good. And here this doctor knew, and here he spent hours on me, who knows what he's getting paid with insurance, you know, and yet he looked at himself as a Shliach. It was a beautiful thing. But it's hard to look at the world like that. It's very hard, especially when we're mechuyev in ishtadlus, when we plead with people to do our bidding, to do the things that we need, when we have to come on to people. So it's a very, very big nisoyan. And it's something that requires an awful lot of basic focus and focus again and focus again. And how does it work? Basically what it works is as follows, is that we have to do what we have to do. But we have to keep in mind that when we're doing it, we're looking at this individual, we're asking for help, we're asking for whatever we may be asking, and we need assistance, and we're mechuyev in the hishtadlus. But it's only a hishtadlus that this agent will act for us on behalf of the mishaleach, of the one who's sending him, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I had in my own experiences many times this type of thing came up, and I remember one instance where I made a very big mistake. We separated. We came to Los Angeles. We had a yeshiva there, and we separated from the day school. We had our own board, our own committee. And I remember the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Leibowitz, came out and told the Balabatim, "Say, don't worry about it. You know, it's a new undertaking, but you'll be fine. You'll be matzliach. You have a shutif that underwrites everything. A shutif, he underwrites. Okay, we're talking even shutif seems to be a lot." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole proprietor. But okay, you have a shutif that underwrites everything. It was a couple of weeks later, months later, I don't remember. I was at a meeting, and I needed $1,000 the next day. So I walked over to a certain balabos. He was at the meeting, and I said, you know, $1,000. He said, "Sure, no problem." He takes out the money, you know, $100 bills from his pocket, and he's counting it. And then he says, "But where's your shutif?" I was young and naive, and I believed this stuff. So I said to him, I said, "I don't understand you. What's the difference to you if my shutif sends it this way or another way?" In other words, I looked at him that my shutif is giving me his money. And he was very offended. "I'm giving you my hard-earned money, and you're thanking your shutif." So I learned the lesson. Yes, it comes from the shutif. And yes, you're merely an agent. And yes, you're just the instrument, the stick that's doing this. But the reality is, in the hakoras hatoiv, in the appreciation for your rotzen hatoiv to have volunteered to be Hashem's shliach to perform this this chesed, we must look at that person as if he was the Baal Dover. So it's a very interesting dichotomy. It's almost like I have to look a person in two ways. I look at you as a shliach. You're not giving me the money. This is coming from Hashem. You can't do anything to me. You're not taking anything from me. You're not giving me anything. You're not hurting me. You're not helping me. You're not doing anything. I'm mechuyev in ishtadlus, but that's a separate parasha. But you're just a conduit, you're just an agent. Mitzad sheni, I also have to keep in mind, I thank you profusely. It's your hard-earned money. You chose to be the agent. You know, this actually, the Meforshim say by Paroi, you know, if Klal Yisrael was supposed to be hurt in Mitzrayim and suffer in Mitzrayim, so why was Paroi punished? The Torah says he volunteered to be the agent. Don't volunteer to be a bad agent. Just volunteer to be a good agent. But that's the way we have to look at it. And it applies to everything in life. But it's an Asoyan, because it's so easy to look at the Shliach and to think that is a Mishaleach. The Me'iri says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Al Tivtuch B'Nedivim, we say it every day. Don't trust in these generous people, the people that are the givers, the people that are the ones that want to do good. He says, why? So because, you know, whatever, they're limited. Tetziruchah Yoshul Admosai, only trust in Hashem. So the Me'iri has the words. He says, Abol b'chassidim u'b'chachomim, I think that's his Loshon. In righteous people, in Chachomim, you can trust. Why? Sheheim yadrichu oisoi b'darkei b'tochem b'Hashem. Because they will lead you in the ways of trusting Hashem. So what's the pshat? Are you trusting the Chochom as a shliach or as a mishaleach? If he's only a shliach, why can't you trust the Nodav as a shliach? He's a good guy. He wants to do good things. He's a good shliach. He's a doctor. He's a good shliach. Right? Elamai, a baldover? The Chochom is not a baldover. The Chochom is also a stick. The Chosid, the Rebbe, they're all sticks. It's only the Rebbeinu Shalalem. So what's the difference? Teretz is, the Meiri says, because the Chochom will not let you make the mistake. The Chochom will say, the Rebishte v'taychelfen, Hashem will help you. So, but the other one will say, okay, yeah, I'll be very happy to help you. Come, yes, what do you need? Oh, sure, I'll take care. There's danger. Therefore, it says, Al tivtuchu b'nedivim, have to be careful not even to look at them as a shliach, because, and to rely on them as a shliach. You can go to them for this. You have to go, but you have to be mishtadl. But it's not. Don't even look, because if you look at him as the shliach, the line between shliach and baldover is very thin. The chochom won't let you make that mistake. He'll remind you that I'm just a, like my doctor did. I'm just a shliach. I'm not going to let you make that mistake. Someone told me, a woman from Toronto, told me that she was a few years ago, she went to visit the Briskarov's youngest son. His name is Yankel Schiff, yeah, an American boy, grew up in Crown Heights. Anyway, so he was the Briskarov's youngest son, a big goyin in Talmud Chochem. So she asked him for a brocha, and he was hesitant. He didn't look at himself as the one that gives brochas. So she didn't let go so quickly. So he says, on one condition, that if the brocha is fulfilled, you thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and not me. And we need whatever care we can possibly have. A person's going for a raise. Or a person's going to do a big, big, big business deal. Something very significant, and I have to do it, and I have to do ishtadlus. And when you do ishtadlus, you have to do the best. When you go to the doctor, you have to choose the best. When you're doing ishtadlus, to do a foolish ishtadlus, a meaningless ishtadlus is inappropriate. You have to go to a shadchan, you want to go to the best, and well, most likely, you want to choose, you want to be careful about the ishtadlus, take the ishtadlus seriously. That's all part of the mitzvah of ishtadlus. But as I stand there, in front of that individual, or in front of that shliach, in front of that agent, I have to look to myself and have to think, no, this is all from Hashem. You are only the stick. You are only, now don't let the person know that you're thinking this, because I learned my lesson. But that's the way we have to look at it. It's an nesoyin in life. It's very difficult sometimes, because the teva seems to be so in control. You know, a person's in pain, and the doctor gives him a pain medication. So, the doctor's relieving my pain. The medication's relieving my pain. You know, the Mishnah Berurah brings la halacha that before you take medication, you're supposed to say Yirotzoin Milfonecho Hashem Elokai Sheyehe Esek Ze Li Lerfua Ki Roifei Chinom Oto. This, I ask you, Hashem, this Esek that I'm doing, this act of taking medication or procedure or whatever I may be doing, it should be a refuah, because you are the Reifei Chinom. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, when you finish taking the medication or you finish the ASIC, you say, Boruch Roi Fecholim, to constantly remind ourselves that it's all from Hashem. And this really changes the whole quality of life. Because the truth of the matter is, when we do Ishtadlus, we're very nervous. What's going to happen? Am I doing the right Ishtadlus? And then besides that, okay, let's say I chose the best Ishtadlus, but is it going to bring about results? And what if the person what if the person says no? And what if the person doesn't like me? And what if the individual this? And what if that? And one the other thing makes a mistake in this? No, this is all my Ishtadlus. But what happens is totally and completely from Hashem. And it requires constant reminder and thinking again and again and again. My father-in-law told me, I'm just trying to bring a few examples from life to bring it alive a little bit, how people work to try to make this happen. My father-in-law told me that the Rizka Rav had a small kollel. And every month on Rosh Chodesh, he gave out the chalukah, the stipend. And the Rav told him that he never knows where the money is coming from for the next Rosh Chodesh. And if ever he thought of a certain person, it never works out. Never. Strange. So I suggested to my father-in-law, I said, the Hashem was protected. Rosh Chodesh was a big Baal Bitochen. He was protecting him from this Nesoyan that we mentioned, Al Tiftuch Ben Adivim. Because if his experience was that sometimes when I think of a certain Gvir, it works out. So I said, oh, I have my man for the month. Oh, I got it all taken care of. I got the right guy. I have him. It's a done deal. No. It never works out. So you should never think that if you're thinking of someone or if you're going to someone, that you shouldn't be fooled to think, this is the one, this is only Hishtadlus. I like to refer to Hishtadlus just because it makes it a little bit more tangible. Tangible is not the right word, but a little is going through the motions. Hishtadlus, we have to go through the motions. And those motions are divinely decreed. For us, for most of us that is, unless we're on the highest level, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that we're potter from all Hishtadlus. Like the Ramban, there's a high level of Baal Bitochen that doesn't have to do any Ishtadlus. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai sat in the cave learning with his son, and his everything was taken care of for him for 12 years there in the cave. But if we're on the level, most of us, that we have to do Ishtadlus, so we do have to do Ishtadlus, that's absolutely true. But we have to be able to take that Ishtadlus and, yeah, I'm doing a mitzvah. It's like a lulav, it's like a matzah, it's like a sukkah, it's a heftzah shel mitzvah. The hishtadlus is a heftzah. I'm going to speak to a shatchan. I need a shidduch for my granddaughter. Okay, if anybody has it. Anyway, my kids say, yeah. So I need a shidduch for my granddaughter. So I'm going to speak to a shatchan. I'm going to speak to people. But in reality, I have to look at it like this. I'm mechuyev in hishtadlus. Shadchan. What, you're a shadchan? That's a shadchan? You're a doctor? What kind of doctor? There's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, it's almost like it's so hard to get used to that. But it's so important to get used to that. You know, in the fundraising business, it has another big, in every business too, but I think from that perspective, you know, let's say you get a no. A no and a yes is the same thing. If I'm upset by the no, you know what that means? That means that I'm looking at you as a Baal Dovah, and not as a Shliach. Right? What am I upset by the no? It's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. You said no. Who are you? Oh, you're the Esrig. Oh, you're the Esrig. Okay, you're the one I have to... Forgive me, nobody should be offended. You know what I mean? We have some donors around the table here. Nobody should be offended. but that's the way we have to look at it. We have to look at life that way. That you are a Shliach. And I'll tell you something else. When a giver or a doctor, I'm telling you that you have no idea how that doctor, I was half out, it was an hour after the thing, I was barely coming out of the anesthesia. And when he said those words, just like this, wait, 10 seconds, he peeked into the room. I'm a shliach. It warmed my heart. I felt so good. I said, because we both agree, And not only that, he reminded me, Toma, I should think that this guy did something. He's a shliach. So it's we need these exercises constantly. We do the ishtadlus, but we have to. That's why there's. I should have brought it here tonight. Maybe next time. My son, I have a son who does a lot of interesting things. He wrote a tefillah on ishtadlus. He got a haskoma from Chaim Kenevsky. Has a letter from him that this is. He wrote the tefillah himself. I'm going to believe that. I'm going to try it. I forgot. Anyway, but a person should offer a tefillah ishtadlus, and part of the tefillah should be Rebbeinu Shalalem, help me with this ishtadlus, but don't let me fool myself to think that this is what's doing it. The doctor doesn't do it. The shadchan doesn't do it. The boss doesn't do it. The partner in the deal that I'm doing doesn't do it. The bank doesn't do it. Nobody does it. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a life-changing concept. And I caution everybody again, when you're dealing with the person, you have to be thankful, and not just pretend, but really thankful from the bottom of your heart. Because this person chose with Bechira Chofshis to be the good agent. And for that choice, I have to be eternally grateful. Eternally grateful. Mitzad Sheni, I shouldn't lose sight of the fact. Because, and here's what he says in the end. He says one word which really sums it all up. He says, the Hishtadlus, he says, V'habakoshel ha-shevet lo yoyil ki tazik. Now, how does asking begging the stick not to hit you, how does that do damage? I understand it doesn't do any good, but has it do damage? The answer is very simple. It takes my focus off Hashem. And there's such a big nesoyin here, because we're told we have to do the teva, we're living in the world of teva, and we must do it, but I still have to keep this. And when I do, it gives me such a menuchas ha-nefesh. See, because the beginning of the feeling of trust in Hashem only comes from the realization that He's the one who's doing it. Because if I believe that someone else has any influence, I can't trust the person. Maybe he doesn't like me. Maybe he doesn't want to do it. Maybe the doctor doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe a shadchanim, sometimes what they come up with, the Rebbe Shlomo Zalapitin, you know, what kinds of ideas they come up with. So, but this way, no. I'm doing my ishtadlus, but I don't have to worry whether you can do the job well or whether you're going to respond properly or whether you know what you're doing or you're... Because you're not doing anything. All you are is a shevet. You're a stick. You're a tool. A tool in the hands, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gives me so much peace of mind, so much menuchas ha-nefesh, nothing to worry about. And it's really, I mean, there are times when, things don't exactly go the way you want them to go. And people are getting all, if you have a team, the team's getting very nervous, and what's happening, and it didn't go according to plan, and it looks like the whole deal is unraveling, and what? This is just make-believe. This is just going through the motions. We're just doing, it's charades. We're playing a game over here. But the reality is that Rebbeinu Shlomo's doing everything. He told us we have to play this game. He wants us to play this game. But it's a game. It's a charade. It's going through the motions. And that gives us such... everything seems to be falling apart at the seams. And how many people know that there were deals that they were in business, in life, everything seemed to fall apart. And miraculously, in the last moment, or the next day, everything turns around. Like, so what was I panicking yesterday? That's just because I looked at this as a reality. But it's not a reality. Let's talk for just a few moments about what this inyan of ishtadlus is. Why do we have to do ishtadlus? So, one of the simplest, and the many reasons are given. So just we'll touch a few, we have a few moments. One of the reasons that's given is Ein Soimchen al Hanes. Hashem doesn't want us to rely on miracles. And I'd like to suggest that the pshat in that, I believe, is as follows. is because when it's we know it says we show you, everybody tells us that when you rely, when you have a miracle happens, then menakelo mischa Yosef, a miracle detracts, it draws from your savings account. Person has so many schusim, and then a miracle happens to him, so use up some of the schusim to get a big miracle, you know, unless you're worthy b'shas ma'isa, like a special mesiras nefesh or something. But otherwise, you're drawing from your eternal savings account. Hashem doesn't want us to do that. He doesn't want us to do that. If he has to do an S, then it draws. If it seems to be derech hateva, I did ishtadlus, and now it's possible. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta uses the shear of ishtadlus. He says, efshar al biderech hateva. Enough to make it possible. Not to push it to the end, but to make it possible. Others say you have to do more in certain situations less. That's a whole different discussion. But the idea is that I'm not relying on miracles, because Hashem wants us to save our savings to use in the best and most appropriate way in the eternal world. He doesn't want to use it up here. So therefore he tells us, do ishtadlus, don't evoke the need for miracles, so that you'd be able to save that. The Chabad Salavovitz gives another reason. He says if we didn't do ishtadlus, we'd be in big trouble. What are we going to do all day? You know, when you have nothing to do all day, you get into trouble. Batola mevia lidei shiamum. I sit around all day long, and what am I doing? Oh, I got some ideas. They start from good ideas to bad ideas to evil ideas to who knows what. So he says, it keeps us busy. We're busy. We work. We have to do. You want something? You want a refuah? You got to go to a doctor. You want parnosa? You got to go to work. You want a shidduch? You got to go do whatever you have to do with a shadchan. So memela, we don't have so much time on our hands to do other things. So there's many different reasons that are given, but the main thing is to know that the hishtadlus and the results are disconnected. There is no connection klal between one and the other. It's interesting to note also, we say in Hallel, it's in Tilim, Ono Hashem Hoishiono, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. So I always thought, Hoishia, save us, okay, you know, I have tzoros, save me from the tzoros. Hatzlichono, crown my hishtadlus with success. That's what I would have said, that the pshat, Hatzlichono, Hashavim Hatzliach, in whatever, what are you, Hatzlocha? You're doing something, so you want Hatzlocha in what you're doing. The Sipunu doesn't say that. The Sipunu learns Pshat that we should be Matzliach to do the proper Hishtadlus. In other words, we're not even asking that our Hishtadlus should be crowned with success. You know why? Because that's dangerous. Because then, I think it's the Hishtadlus. Oh, my Hishtadlus was successful. Your Hishtadlus wasn't successful. Hashem saved you. Hashem did it. You have to, Ona Hashem Hatzlichono, help me to get the right Hishtadlus. But once I do the right Hishtadlus, my Hishtadlus is not crowned with success. Don't look at your Hishtadlus that has a crown. Ah, I did the right Hishtadlus. I did. That means you did it. Ah, you know something? We're also a stick. We're also a stick to ourselves. I didn't do it either. Not only did this guy not do it and that guy not do it, not the shadchan, not the doctor, not that, but I didn't do it either, because it's all Hashem. So all I ask Hashem is, save me, do it for me, get me out of this tzora, and then I ask you, also, since I'm a chuyev in ishtadlus, I should be matzliach to choose the proper ishtadlus. If we look at things this way, then we have been, if we can internalize this concept, then we have been almost through a back door introduced to the world of bitochen. Because once I take away from the apparent reality, then what's left? I have to rely on Hashem. You know why I have to rely on Hashem? Because there is no doctor. Because there is no banker. Because there is no partner. Because there is no shadchan. There's nobody. Ein oid milvadoi. So memela, if there's no one else to rely on, you have no choice. So this attitude sort of catapults us into the world of bitochen. And now I have no choice. It's like I got rid of everything else. It's like the person, let's say a person is caught in a matzav, there's no one around, no one to help him, no means to help him, nothing to do. it's all over, and he's all by himself. So he has an easier time having bitachon because he has no alternative. There's nothing he can do. You know, once there's an eitzah, ooh, a zaitzah, noch a zaitzah, that's already. So this is mamish, an entree into the world of bitachon. I think it's work. It's not. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's certainly a worthwhile journey because it leads us to such a life of menuchas hanefesh with nothing to worry about, because all of the apparent concerns are not even reality.